the last word
with Life Pharmacy. Over 100 local pharmacies nationwide that are always here to help. Life Pharmacy. Live better together.
Do you shop on the likes of Temu or Shein, or do you regularly order from British companies for delivery to your home? A major change to EU customs rules has kicked in today, and it means you could be paying an awful lot more for small items that are coming from outside the European Union. Rory McGinn, business reporter at the Irish Independent, is with us to explain it all. Rory, thank you for joining us. Now, can you explain first what exactly is changing?
Hi, Matt. Thanks for having me. So from today onwards, the EU has removed custom duty exemption on goods worth €150 or less arriving from outside the EU. So until now, many lower value purchases could enter the EU without custom duty. But under the new rules, a €3 custom duty will apply to each individual item in a parcel arriving from outside the EU.
But why? Now, why are these new charges being introduced?
Why? I suppose it's to promote a fairer system. It's about fairer competition on shoppers within the EU and in Ireland. So I suppose the likes of Temu or Shein have kind of taken over the shopping landscape. So I suppose it's just kind of to support retailers within the EU and Ireland for not getting kind of left behind from those kind of big retailers.
Yeah, because the huge volume of imports, I suppose, from them is coming in individual parcels rather than through wholesalers. Which countries are most affected by this new parcel tax?
So the countries that are affected is every country outside of the EU, but like in particular, the big one for us is the UK, Britain, the US and China are the main kind of countries that will be the biggest affected.
Okay. Now, what about buying from Northern Ireland?
Yeah, so this is where it kind of gets a bit more complex. So so no charges will apply under the post-Brexit Windsor framework. So there are no custom declarations, tariffs, checks or controls on the trade of goods between Ireland and Northern Ireland and the UK. So the €3 custom charge won't apply. However, goods entering the north from Britain will not be subject to duties if they remain in the north, but if they will be treated as standard international reports. But if they're coming from Britain and they arrive in the north, but they're destined for a household in Ireland, they will be charged the duty.
Okay, it all gets a bit complicated. So is every online retailer going to charge people in the same way?
No. So it really depends on the retailer. So some charges will be charged at checkout points.
So in other words, you'll pay everything before your order is shipped rather than actually having to make an additional payment when you take delivery.
Yes. So you put everything in your basket and you pay for shipping, and the custom duty charge will be applied before you pay at checkout. For some retailers, that won't be the case. And if that's the case, then once the parcel arrives in Ireland, your IMPOS or DPD or your parcel operator will contact you that a charge is needed, and you'll go through their official portal to pay the charge needed to deliver your parcel.
Yeah, but Rory, isn't this then rife for fraud? And that I suspect lots of people, when they see a text message or a WhatsApp coming in saying that they actually have to pay a fee to get delivery of their item, that automatically they think, this is a scam, I'm not paying that. And if it's actually legit and real, it means they don't get their goods.
Yes, exactly. There is a heightened risk of fraud. They're building up towards this charge on post revenue, and the Competition Consumer Protection Commission, which is the Irish watchdog, has warned the scammers will look to exploit confusion around the new customs rules by sending the likes of fake texts or emails asking people to pay customs charges. So people should be on high alert. On post did say it will never ask customers to pay customs charges through a link in a text message. It will instead, as I said, notify you about the parcel arriving in Ireland, and then the payments will be through their official OnPost portal. But it is really, I suppose, you have to be on high alert, because any kind of chaos around those type of things will...
Yeah, okay. Tell me, is the new €3 tax or charge the only additional charge that you're going to have to pay?
No, so this really depends. So this is before VAT, so you have to pay VAT also. And there could be an administration fee So some really depends on the delivery partner that you chose. So for Onpus, if your parcel arrives in Ireland and they have to go through the customs administration, they will charge a €6.95 fee, which has always been in place, but that will be added on to the €3 charge to then deliver your package.
Okay, what about per item? And this is the thing I think a lot of people are worried about. When is an item a package? Or will they open the package and say, oh, there's 3 or 4 or 5 items and you pay €3 in each item in the package?
Yeah, so this is kind of the change, I suppose, that your listeners and the shoppers probably need to understand the most. The €3 charge applies to each item in your parcel, not the parcel itself, which would be the case beforehand. For example, so if you order the likes of small items such as a pen, a notebook, and a keyring, you would have to pay €9 in the customs duty because €3 has been added on to each individual item. However, if you buy, say, 2 identical pens, they're treated as one item, meaning only one €3 customs charge will apply. So that's where I think the charges will build up.
Okay, now, what happens if you don't pay the charges?
If you don't pay the charges, basically the package won't be delivered to your household. So Onpus says they will typically hold the parcel for up to 14 days, but if payment is not received during that time, the parcel will then eventually be returned to the sender.
Okay, does this mean you have to use an .ie address to avoid the charges?
And this is where further tricks may kind of occur. So websites .ie or websites that display price in euro do not always mean they're coming from EU nations, which will be kind of, I suppose, add on to the complexity of the situation. But I suppose for customers, the best thing to do really is always check the T's and C's and try and find where the actual package is being shipped from, because it doesn't matter if the website looks like it's .ie, looks like it's coming from Ireland, or looks like it's coming from within the EU. If the parcel isn't shipped from within the EU, the charges will apply. So I think the best kind of advice would be to kind of go through the T's and C's of the website you're buying the parcel from and make sure the parcel is getting shipped from within the EU.
Yeah, some people said they'd ordered stuff from Temu last week, which hasn't arrived yet. They're saying because they ordered it before this came in, but they still have to pay this €3 per item surplus tax.
Yeah, so the important date is not when you place the order, but it's when the order actually arrives in Ireland. So if your package reaches Ireland from midnight, so say if it reached today onwards, the new rules will apply, even if you bought the item before July 1st. So really, it doesn't matter when you bought the item. What matters is when the item actually arrives in the country.
Okay, there's lots of comments coming from listeners. What if you order 5 dresses and 4 pairs of shoes? Will it be €3 per item? Yes, it will be. Not only if you buy 5 T-shirts that are different designs, are they charged as one, or are they all T-shirts, 5 different items? Yep, you pay per each individual. One other thing, just to finish on this, Rory McGinn from the Irish Independent. What about returns? Does that complicate things as well?
Yeah, so returns are also changing. Under the new rules, customs duty paid on return goods generally will not be refunded unless the item is faulty. And whether you receive a VAT refund will depend on the retailer's own return policy. So, returns more than likely won't be getting a refund unless you can prove the item was faulty.
Thank you very much, Rory McGinn, business reporter with the Irish Independent.
The last word with Life Pharmacy. Over 100 local pharmacies nationwide that are always here to help. Life Pharmacy. Live better together.